For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We're live at City Tap House today ahead of the Caps and the Canadians. Game one is 3 hours away. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan. If you're going to the game tonight, if you've got your tickets, come on by and kick it with us, food and drinks, before you go over right here at City Tap House in the shadows of the arena, just a couple of blocks from COA. We're also giving away tickets to tonight's game. If you don't have your tickets yet, we got a raffle going. If you want to win those, you got to be here at 5. We're giving away tickets every hour at 20 after the hour, all day long on The Fan. Your next chance to win in 17 minutes. You better be listening.
I ask you, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
All right, let's kick off the Beltway Blitz right now on the ice. And we begin with a discussion on the Capitals. All of our playoff coverage is brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. Contact acetrim.com today. Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. Sammy Silver, the hockey news, joins us. Let's start with the news of the day and some injury updates. Do you think it's going to be Logan Thompson back in the cage for the Caps, or do you think Charlie Lindgren draws the game one assignment?
Oh, I wish I could tell you. I have no idea. You know, you saw Thompson get off the ice first, but, you know, goalies, everybody kind of playing it coy. And then, you know, Spencer Carberry has his cards very close to the vest, you know, said we'll find out warm-ups. Usually it's the goalie who's off first, you know, gets the start, but that could also, you know, mean nothing. You know, it could just mean that Thompson wanted to skate shorter and Charlie wanted to go longer. So I don't know who we'll see, but if LT is back or if Charlie's in there, it would be, you know, good for the Caps. They have faith in both. So,
Sammy, what's the most important thing for them to win tonight and then by extension win this series?
Yeah, I think that they have to be consistent through 60. You know, I think you've seen the Caps over the course of the season, you know, whether it's, you know, a slow start or, you know, maybe dropping off a little bit in the second. Their third periods have been great all year long. But, you know, especially against a young, fast team like Montreal that has, you know, Suzuki, Caulfield, Hudson, Demidov, you need to make sure that you're playing at the same pace and the same intensity for all 60 minutes because, you know, if you give those guys an inch or if you give them, you know, a second or you let off the gas, they're going to come back and they're going to bite you hard. So I think just consistency and speed and, you know, just playing dominant and keeping that going through all three periods.
Sammy Silber, the hockey news. Who's a bigger loss if the Caps don't have Alexi Protas and Marty Farivari in this series?
Yeah, I think both are, you know, really big losses. Obviously, I mean, Protas, it was good. You know, he was skating and, you know, Carberry is optimistic that he'll return at some point in the series. We haven't heard anything on Farivari, which is a little bit bleaker, but both are pivotal, right? I mean, Farivari, he doesn't get talked about as much, but, I mean, that's good if you're a defenseman, right? Like, it means you're doing your job well. He's a great shutdown defenseman. He's, you know, solid back there, and he's been consistent all season. And, you know, that's a huge, you know, penalty killer shutdown guy that you're missing. So that'll be a big loss. And then Protas, obviously, I mean, at even strength, 200 feet, he's just been a dominant presence. You know, 66 points in 76 games, you know, tells you everything you need to know. But, you know, it's his smarts and what he brings to the top six that's so important. So both are, you know, generally big. I would be more concerned on the Ferravari front since we got a more positive update on Protas this morning.
Who's the player or line or tandem or group, in your opinion, Sammy, that, again, has to play well tonight and really has to have a good series for the Caps to advance?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, they've had a lot of their guys, you know, stepping up all year. You know, you see Ovechkin doing what he usually does, you know, again. And then, you know, Stroman Wilson have been great. But, you know, I would keep a really close eye on Pierre-Luc Dubois. He's never really been in this position with, like, a top contender going into the postseason. And he's excited. And this means everything to him. I mean, you know, the same goes for a lot of those guys on the roster. But, you know, you look at Dubois and his smarts and his defensive game and, you know, how he's evolved this season into one of the best two-way centers in the NHL. And he's going to be used a lot, you know, especially when it comes to shutting down those young guys that we talked about earlier. But then you look at the offensive side of the game, and he can do quite a bit of damage. So keep an eye on PLD.
What's your level of confidence in the Capitals winning this series, even with these injuries?
I've never bet against this group. You know, I think you look at the room and it's a really tight-knit, close locker room with guys that truly, you know, love each other and support each other and play for each other. And when you have that camaraderie, it really does gel onto the ice. And, you know, it's like, okay, we're missing Protas. You know, we know our top six needs to step up. Or, hey, we're missing a key defenseman. You know, you're going to see Alex Alexiev draw in and kind of get his chance there and step in. So, you know, it's kind of like a next man up mentality. The Caps are no strangers to injuries. I mean, we've seen it time and time again over, you know, the last few years with injuries piling up and guys stepping up. But there's something about this group that's just so close that it's really hard to bet against them. So I'm confident in them. They know what they have to do. And playoffs are a whole different game. So I think they'll be ready.
Sammy, thank you as always. Enjoy tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
You got to talk soon. Hit that Nat sounder, please, Darius.
The Washington Nationals.
Bobby Blanco from the Bronx covers the Nats for Masson Sports. Bobby, 2 out of 3 in Colorado, a late night flight, but it feels like maybe an opportunity kind of missed there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the Rockies are statistically one of the worst teams in the league in all of baseball. So, you know, they had to sweep to salvage a 5-5 road trip. You're looking at this whole schedule, April as a whole, like this road trip presented three of their quote-unquote easiest opponents this month. After taking 2 or 3 from the Diamondbacks and 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and their last homestand, you would have liked their odds to come away with a 500 road trip. But I think there was a couple of games, looking back on it, that I think they wanted back. Obviously, that last night game against the Rockies, probably that 1-0 loss to the Pirates on Thursday, and then either of those Marlins losses. I know that one on Sunday while I was down in Miami got away from them late, but they were in both of those games as well, and they could have pulled away a W in either one or both. So, you know, they were a play here or there from coming away with a 500 road trip. Instead, they come home, I think it was 4-6 over the 10 games. So, but, yeah, they got 2 or 3 out of Colorado. That was a good way to end it and get the day off and come home and face Baltimore.
Bobby, Dylan Cruz didn't have an extra base hit going into Saturday. Hit 2 home runs and doubled. 3-hit game for him. Subsequently has gotten a hit in the 2 games since. So he's got a 6-game hitting streak at this point. His average is up to 186. Has a rock bottom. It got down to, I think, like 040 or something in early April. But what are you seeing from him? Seems like he has locked it back in.
Yeah, I think when we talked last week, we talked a little bit about, you know, how he kind of, it feels like he's like a basketball shooter that just needs to see the ball go through the hoop. And for him, he just needed to see the ball hit some grass. And, you know, what a better place to get cure your, you know, bat woes than Coors Field in the thin Rocky Mountain air. So, yeah, he definitely benefited from hitting there. And the bad Rockies pitching staff got a couple extra base hits, his first 2 homers on Saturday, and his first multi-homer game in his major league career, which is exciting. The contact had been there. It was just a matter of getting some of these balls to land in places, not hit them right at defenders. Looks like the luck is starting to turn for him, and so is the production at the plate.
Whisper quiet, Nathaniel Lowe has been pretty good, kind of doing Nathaniel Lowe things, seeing a lot of pitches, taking his walks. I mean, he struck out a bunch, but hitting almost 300, you know, with the occasional power. But he's actually kind of been as advertised, and I was worried that we might have, you know, been, you know, I don't want to say the right, you know, be too harsh here, but Texas might have. I felt like initially when they acquired him, it was like Texas going, thank God we're out of that business, and Washington maybe, you know, maybe a year too late. But he's been pretty good here through the early going.
Yeah, totally. You know, on base percentage of .375 through his first 20 so games. You know, dealt with a little bit of a nasal infection last week on this road trip in Miami, but got rid of that and came back and kept hitting. I mean, you know, this is what the Nationals brought him in to do: play excellent defense at first base, help some of their younger infielders who I think they're benefiting from him playing at first base on the defensive side, and then offensively drive in runs. I mean, they don't necessarily need him to be, you know, hitting all the home runs, but you'll take him as they come. He's got 3 so far this season. If he finishes, you know, but around 20, I think you'll take that. But the on base, the walks, and the extra slug, I think you'll definitely take from a guy that you gave up Robert Garcia for in a December trade.
James Wood hit another home run at Coors Field. He's on pace for 51 so far this season. He really hasn't even gotten hot yet. I mean, if you look at his batting average, or, you know, the exit velos are always very high, but he hadn't had one of those games where he's like 4 for 5 with 4 exit velos over 100. And he's still on pace for 50 home runs because he keeps hitting the ball out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, we know that this guy's a special talent, you know, and again, hitting in Colorado helps everybody, but especially a guy that just has natural power the opposite way. James is a special talent. I mean, I think if you look at him and him being like tied for 5th in the major leagues, along guys like Kyle Schwarber, Aaron Judge, for 5th in home runs in the league, I think, you know, everyone would be so excited to see that. And that's the potential that he brings, right? He's that superstar talent waiting to kind of burst onto the scene. I think that big series against the Dodgers kind of showed the baseball world, hey, this kid is for real. This kid can be a superstar in this league. We've known that for a while. We've just been waiting to see it all come together. And then, you know, he comes up big on this road trip, hitting a couple of home runs. The home run that was a moonshot in Pittsburgh as well. I mean, the guy's a special talent, and I think the baseball world's starting to catch on.
Bobby, thank you as always, dude. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Go Caps.
We'll see you, brother. Hit that local 53 sounder, Darius. Our guy Michael Phillips, 910, the fan of the Richmonder, joins us now to talk about the Washington foosball, gentlemen. Michael, I get the sense that a lot of defensive ends are going to go, maybe more than we're anticipating, leaving Washington maybe not with the pick of the litter there at 29. How will that affect their draft on Thursday?
Man, isn't that the thing, right? At 29, we just can't get excited about any one guy because he may be there and he may not be there. On the other hand, maybe somebody's going to fall to you, right? One of these guys that they're talking about as a maybe team pick right now falls to you and you get really excited. Maybe it's not the position you hoped for. You know, maybe it ends up being a wide receiver or something like that. Where you did, you know, we got to talk ourselves into it the next day. Like, yeah, that's really good for them too. But yeah, at edge, I think there's also a lot of projects there in that range. I think that's maybe a dangerous thing as well, because this is a team that needs immediate production.
Certainly do, and ideally it's coming at the edge position, but we don't know if anybody's falling into their lap, to your point. Trading back, everybody at the end of the first round probably wants to. I was talking to my buddy who covers the Chiefs, and he's like, yeah, we've said every year for 5 years it'd be nice if Kansas City traded back, and then they don't. You don't know if they got calls or not, but do you like Washington's chances at 29 to be able to move into the second round and maybe add some picks?
No, I think the only possible sales pitch here is, right, somebody wants to get a quarterback and get that fifth-year option with them. And is that Milroe? It might be, but, you know, it's such tough competition because all of those teams want to trade back. All, you know, the Chiefs want to trade back. The Eagles want to trade back. To get a good deal trading back is really hard. It's a lot easier to move up in that situation. So I'd love it. I'd celebrate it. I just don't see it happening.
What's the sneaky position where, like, the way I'd kind of describe it is, like, the intro would be, don't be surprised if they do this. Like, I remember a few years ago when nobody thought they would take a receiver, and they took Josh Doctson, and it went obviously incredibly well, and he's a future Hall of Famer. He's in the Ring of Honor already. But that kind of thing, what might be the sneaky thing that no one's anticipating that they do?
Let me throw out tight end to you guys. I don't know that the early returns on Ben Sinnott were fantastic. I think you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, you want to be a year ahead of what everybody else is doing. They were with Saquon Barkley. Right now, everybody wants a running back. They were with A.J. Brown, and then everybody wanted a receiver, and the market went crazy. I think the tight end market is about to have a similar correction. I think it's going to be really expensive to get a premium tight end really soon. And if they fall in love with the dude, go get him now because you got a great quarterback. Pair him together for a while.
Michael Phillips, the Richmonder, and Odyssey Richmond. All right, let's talk needs. Everybody's talked edge. I want your top five. Rank them.
Top five.
Needs. First round pick.
Top five needs. Yeah, edge is number one for sure. I think corner, let's say defensive back broadly, they need a starting safety right now. That's up there. Left tackle, I know they've got one in Tunsil, but you bring another guy in, he can play on the right side, makes the offensive line right. Then I'm probably going to running back and wide receiver to round it out. But I left out linebacker. Linebacker is a need for him too. It's a team with a lot of holes to be picking number 29 right now. Sorry, all the sound of that food in the background got me excited. I am on 95 right now, rolling up towards the game. So I'm getting preemptively excited right now.
Attaboy.
What's the one thing that you'd go, I don't know why they did that. They shouldn't have done that.
Well, aside from the obvious, number five's good, so they don't need anybody there. Defensive tackle, certainly you're good in there. You've got Johnny Newton in that spot. Honestly, I do think wide receiver would be a bit of a head scratcher given the needs of this team right now. I get that it's an important position, a primo position. I'm probably going to come out against it the next day, though, if they grab one. I'm probably going to say there were just too many needs elsewhere to ignore to use your one real primo pick this year on a wide receiver where I think we're all assuming they lock up Terry and you've got Debo. I think there's enough production there.
Michael, we appreciate you, buddy. I look forward to seeing you tonight at Capital One Arena.
Let's do this thing.
See you, brother.
Game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Washington Capitals against the Montreal Canadiens. We are at City Tap House, Penn Quarter, just outside of Capital One Arena, a few blocks down the road. We're raffling off tickets for game one tonight. Someone's going to win those at 5 p.m. about 40 minutes from now. So if you're driving into the neighborhood, if you're getting downtown for the game, come on over, get some food and drink, and throw your name into the hat so that you could try to win those tickets. We're also giving away tickets all day long, 20 minutes after the hour. Someone is about to take home game two tickets in the next couple of minutes.
I'm excited about that, my friend. We're just desperate to give you tickets. So listen to win, show up here at City Tap in Penn Quarter to get a chance to win those live in person for the ones tonight. What's your answer to that, by the way? What's the sneaky thing that they might do that no one's anticipated? Because they keep things close to the vest. Talking about the Local 53.
I think, well, first we have to talk about all of the areas where we've addressed it and it wouldn't be sneaky. So like a wide receiver at 29 doesn't qualify. I don't think a running back going Henderson there qualifies, although it's close. I would love that, by the way. How about this? How about they go D-tackle?
That would be sneaky, at just because that's where the board plays, right?
Exactly.
That's where the value is. Yeah.
They just BPA, best player available. They love somebody. Another one would be tight end. If one of the two really, really good tight ends in the class falls and then it pushes everybody else down maybe, all of a sudden you're sitting at 29, and it would not speak well to like long-term Ben Sinnott becoming a real playmaker for them, but maybe the vision is that he ends up being a blocker with Bates, and they just feel like, we need a weapon. I don't care if it's a running back, if it's a wide receiver, if it's a tight end. I just need someone who can catch passes and make plays. So maybe something like that. But I could see them just following their board to a T and really going best player available in a way where there's some initial outrage where we go, you didn't need that. But they need safety more than you think.
Yeah.
They need wide receiver, running back
more
than
players,
you think.
They need good players, man. Yeah.
You're an injury away from losing Zach Ertz, which we all thought was a guarantee going into last season, remember, to all of a sudden the tight end position being a major question and needing a weapon there as well. All right, let's give away that pair of Caps tickets that we told you about to game two right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to win tickets to Wednesday night's game, Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, go to fandc.com. One more chance for you to win on the phones today at 520 in 1 hour. That's when we'll be joined on site by Smokin' Al Kokin. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What a week in D.C. sports. You got the Caps kicking off the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NFL draft Thursday and Friday night. The Nationals are back home for a homestand, giving away James Wood bobbleheads Tuesday and Wednesday. They got the Orioles and then the Mets with Juan Soto in town this week. All in the days ahead, you'll be hearing all the coverage on Grant and Danny and here on 106.7 The Fan throughout the day with the Junks and B. Mitch and Finley as well. But we just had another winner for a pair of tickets to Wednesday's Caps game, game two. So let's go to the phones. Ali is in Fairfax, who's our latest winner. We've been giving away a pair of tickets 20 after the hour all day long. Ali, you're going to the Caps game Wednesday night. Congrats, buddy.
Hey, thanks, CP.
Absolutely. Happy that you won, man. So tell us, who you taking? What's your plan?
Well, I was just talking to a friend that she actually had season tickets last year and took me to a bunch of games, so I've gone to a bunch of games with her. I was like, this is weird not going with you. We should make plans for a game coming up, and boom, here you go.
And there you go.
Ooh, okay.
Fortuitous.
I like that.
How could I, you know, how fortuitous, exactly.
Now, is this a friend, or is this like a date situation, do you think?
It's a friend.
Okay.
What'd your voice go up?
Yeah, it could be a
Bismarcky, just a friend.
I'm kidding.
Because she's just a friend. But you know what? Playoffs could change that. If you wanted it to.
And intensity escalates in the postseason. Yeah. Nice, dude. Well, congrats, man. Thanks for listening. And congrats on winning those. Have fun.
Hey, thanks. Hey, GP, you might remember I ran into you at a Caps game in line in the bathroom, then called in the next day for a winning off the field. A month or two ago.
You're not the only man I've met in a bathroom. Well, that's a weird thing to say.
No, it was perfectly normal sentence.
No,
people just say things like that all the time.
It's very rare that I spend time meeting men in the bathroom, so I do remember that, Ali.
All right, awesome. Hey, y'all take care. Go Caps.
Thanks, my guy. I will see you at Capital One Arena. There you go. We got another winner. Our final opportunity to win a pair of tickets on the phones today to Game 2 on Wednesday is coming up at 5:20 in 50 minutes, so make sure you're listening at that time. We are at City Tap House. A fan streaming in as they get out of the office, rocking their red. I'm sure we're about to continue to see the working crowd come into the city for this game. When you get here, you got 30 minutes left to put your name in the raffle box. We're giving away tickets to tonight's game. So if you don't have your tickets yet, get that raffle paperwork filled out.
Yeah, just write your name and email address down. Get yourself a pair of tickets for the game tonight. Can't beat it, man.
All right, I want to talk Jaden Daniels for a moment. And coming up closer to 5 o'clock, we will paint the show red and we'll get you ready for Caps hockey leading up to Game 1 as you traverse into the city tonight and you commute to the game. But this interview he did with John Gruden was just really impressive, I thought. A lot of the things he said went into more detail than he typically does. So I want to go through a couple of these things that he pointed out. But something that he mentioned was this idea of trying to get better this year and to try to find some of his own tendencies so that he can do away with them, so that as defensive coordinators are game planning him based on the tendencies from a year ago, if he changes them, then they're still a step behind. This was him talking about getting better in year two.
I just think as a competitor, you're always trying to find little ways to get better. And for me, it's like, last year was last year. That's great. But it's a whole new year now, and I still got to go out there. I got to prove myself to my teammates, the organization, each and every day that I'm getting better. And then when it's time to prepare and when those games come, I got to know that, hey, how can I eliminate some tendencies, you know, stuff like that, because that's the big thing. You know, coaches are always trying to find tendencies of what this player is going to do so they can anticipate it and hopefully get you in that situation.
I love that phrase, eliminating tendencies. There are a couple of subtle little things that, frankly, don't matter if you know them all the time because he can still beat you. His good is better than your good. But as an example, last year when he would pull the ball down and scramble to his right, he was able to throw the football still. And he would reset occasionally out of the pocket off to his right and, you know, get a base and a platform and throw the football. If he left the pocket to his left, you'd be hard-pressed. It might have happened once or twice.
There was the touchdown, I remember. He had to throw kind of across his body.
Right.
But it was so abnormal. He went, oh, my God, that happened.
Almost never happened. And as the year went on, it became a talking point.
Yep.
With analysts that were studying, it came from coaches that were opposing the team, that one of the coaching points was, if he rolls out of the pocket to his left, he's running. If he goes to his right, he's going to look to continue to keep the play alive. Little things like that mm-hmm. become obvious with film study. If he can make changes, he becomes just that much more dangerous because now you're game planning against him with this thing that isn't even real.
Yeah, you're flat-footed, basically. And that's the point, is him moving and you flat-footed, and he wins. He's going to win more often than not as it is. But, yeah, I mean, not allowing defenses to anticipate. That, to me, is the key to offense, honestly. You have an advantage. You know where you're going, and they don't. If you make them or allow them to dictate to you, offenses become very pedestrian very quickly. And that was kind of, you know, the beauty most of the time of Kingsbury and company, but that's what good offensive coordinators do, is they work those tendencies sometimes to your advantage, right? If you go against type where every time – I'm just making this up. That's more advanced than this. But every time out of a certain set, they've run – whatever play, right? And they've shown you something 20 times or 20 for 20. The 21st time, they do something totally different off of that, planting breadcrumbs for people to follow and then going in a different direction. That can be both with play caller, could also be with a quarterback, right, where you're that aware playing three-dimensional chess.
This also is not a Jaden Daniels point that I'm about to make. It could be about anybody. But I've mentioned how he says the right thing and says the exact thing that I would like write for him and hand to him and say, hey, can you answer this question this way?
Say it thusly.
If, in fact, he's practicing what he preaches, and it's all gospel, and I believe it to be, there's no reason why we wouldn't assume that. Just look at how last year went and how good he was as a rookie. Then I'm able to now picture him poring over his own tape and studying and analyzing himself and with the steno pad out and a pen, jotting little subtle things down about his game. That's how you get better year over year. A lot of it is going to happen. Sure, you go to the gym, the physical attributes, you make sure that they sustain the foot speed, the mobility, and the agility. But really, the leap from year one to year two on the whiteboard, proverbially, every single Sunday from one to four, and now I need you to take that info, and I need you to use it to better yourself. And the best way to do that to me, self-scout. Let me find out, what did I did well, what didn't I do well, what gave me problems? Because you know when you got lucky. You know when you got fooled, and maybe nobody else does. Hey, I pulled the ball down. I still got a scramble for six, and Grant and Danny clapped like seals. But, man, I almost delivered that football into that bad window. Just the idea that he's sitting there studying that way. I'm not saying C.J. Stroud didn't or some of these guys year one to year two that didn't make the leap weren't able to. But it gives you the best possible chance to do something really, really difficult, which is after the incredible first season that nobody had, to not take a step back like Stroud and so many have.
I think that's a really salient point. It reminds me, obviously not even close to the same, but just as a student forever ago, I remember going back. I didn't look at my notes all semester. Like, I actually went to this class, took notes, and I remember, like, right before the final, I was like, what the hell does this mean? My chicken scratch, these little things that I wrote down for myself, that was like 4 or 5 months ago. I didn't remember what I was doing. I was probably hungover. Like, what does this even mean? And I couldn't even study the material. Right? I mean, I know not exactly analogous, but it's one thing to say I went through it. Okay, so what? What did you learn from it? What's the 2.0? What's the adjustment? What's the improvement? And sometimes you go, actually, that was really good. I can keep that or whatever, right? But being able to grow from setbacks, being able to grow from adversity or problems is not only good quarterbacking, it's good life stuff, right? And I think that's it kind of speaks to his character that he understands that.
This is from Jaden Daniels' interview going along with John Gruden. How about him on not turning the ball over? I found this to be instructive. He cited one of his former college coaches and one of their axioms that's in his head all the time, and you can just see the way he plays that he really takes this to heart.
This is preparation and timing. I remember my freshman year at Arizona State, I had a coach named Herm Edwards that told me, man, no matter what you do, make sure the possession ends in a kick. Whether it's an extra point, field goal, punt, just make sure it ends in a kick. That means taking care of the football, being smart with it. Still, you got to take some risk in this game, but just being smart with the football. And I mean, I work hard to be able to want to place the ball where I want to, give my guys a chance and keep it out of harm's way.
First of all, I love that he acted like there's this obscure guy.
There's this guy. There's a general. You may have heard of him.
You guys don't know him, but he was a coach at Arizona State, this small school. You haven't heard of him. His name's Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards.
Oh, you mean the play to win the game guy from
Hello,
the Jets.
Hello, that guy.
But Jaden Daniels, 331 completions and almost 500 attempts this past year. He only threw 9 interceptions, and it really could have been lower than that. Mm-hmm. A couple weren't even really his fault. But the 9 interceptions is even a little bit misleading because for the first half of the season, you know, the early part where you're doing all the learning and making all the mistakes, he almost never, ever, ever put the ball in harm's way.
There are a few even risky moments where you go, man, that could have been picked.
I think that was probably the most stunning thing about his season and certainly the most mind-blowing, amazing thing about Jaden's rookie year. He didn't make the rookie mistakes very often, but that paradigm I love, this idea of, hey, punts are good. Maybe they're not better than touchdowns, but they're a hell of a lot better than interceptions.
Totally.
And with a kick. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Especially when a third and 29 arm punt isn't the end of the world. But, yeah, for the most part, they can be devastating plays, talking about those turnovers. And usually with most mortal quarterbacks, you've seen some of those Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or even Brady prolific seasons where they're immune to this, but there's usually three legs of the stool, so to speak. Where leg one is prolific passer performances. That's huge, gaudy touchdown numbers, yardage numbers, etc. Leg number two is turnovers. Leg number three is sacks. You usually have to give on one to get the other, right? In other words, you're going to be a YOLO guy. You might throw it up for grabs a couple more times, gives your receiver a chance. See Grossman, Rex. What does that lead to? interceptions, right? You're throwing early, you're anticipating. Or you're going to hold it for a long time. Might lead to more guys breaking open, maybe more prolific passing numbers. But again, you get sacked a bunch. Every once in a while, you get someone that's just playing it perfect that year and everything's humming. You get great numbers in all of them. But what we saw early on, honestly, was Griffin-esque, if you remember in 2012. Not as many ball at risk kind of things. Like, let's be safe and let's be cautious, and your talent's going to shine through. But now as you kind of grow with this thing and get used to it, kind of the previous point we were just making, he gets more and more comfortable. You can throw with anticipation. You can let that go a hair early, knowing that your guy's going to be there. That trust and identifying the various trends and things the defense is trying to do.
Here's another answer that is straight out of, you know, written for him. Basically, it's just like he gets it, man. And I don't get the sense that this is just a guy saying what people want to hear. I think he's just that likable and decent and awesome as a young kid. But the question was about year over year, essentially. Like, now that you have more weapons, now that Deebo Samuel's here, what are you going to do if they keep loading you up with pieces, if they get another two weapons in the draft when everybody wants the football? You've got McLaurin. You've got Deebo. You're trying to develop Luke McCaffrey. Austin Eckler out of the backfield, and Ertz, and Ben Sinnott's got to come on. They're all going to come to you and say they want their touches. I just thought this was a veteran answer from a young quarterback. This was a Kirk Cousins-esque answer. He used to say this on our show all the time.
Hey, I don't dictate where the ball going. So that's what I tell him every time. Like, you're going to get the ball. I'm going to make sure you get the football. But, you know, I don't dictate. The defense want to take away you, and that means somebody else is open. So at the end of the day, I know everybody wants to make an impact on the game. But, you know, at the end of the day, a common goal, we want to win. I want to do whatever it takes to win.
Terry coming to the quarterback, like, I need the ball. And he's like, I don't determine where the ball goes. The guy that throws it, right?
Yeah, there's a guy with a headset. Just over there. Handsome. Good head of hair. Deep voice.
He's like, I'm reading it out. Yeah. If the coverage dictates you get the ball, you will get the ball. But I want to open up the phones for you guys, 800-636-1067. He says he's trying to eliminate tendencies, and he's trying to tweak a couple of the things he became synonymous for, maybe to coordinators last year. Is there any tendency with him that you would like to see him clean up? I know it's hard because you go back to a historically brilliant rookie year. Like, what would that tendency be? What does he have to do a little bit differently? 800-636-1067 is the number. At the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, we'll get into some of the most important Capitals in their series with the Canadiens that kicks off tonight at Capital One Arena. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
G&D live from the City Tap House in the nation's capital, just a few blocks away from Capital One Arena. Caps Canadians tonight, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're going to be giving somebody a chance to win tickets to game two on Wednesday night at 5:20 on the phones. You got to be listening to Grant and Danny. Speaking of the phones, Luke is in D.C., wants to talk Jaden Daniels with us. You heard him say he wants to tweak some of the things that maybe became tendencies last year. Is there something you noticed that you might want him to work on?
Hey, boys, let's go, Caps.
That's right. Big one tonight.
Yeah. So the one thing that stuck out to me, I feel like he's really good at following coaching, but it seemed like sometimes outside of the red zone, he was instructed to keep the ball low, and in the end, and in the red zone, to if you're going to miss, miss high. And I feel like on several occasions, he just took that to a little bit more of a degree that he should have. And I love the guy, don't get me wrong, but I feel like if he's trying to limit tendencies, I think that's one of the tendencies that I saw during games.
Appreciate you, dude. Thanks for chiming in, as always. 800-636-1067. To me, the tendency that I would say let's correct is the cutback against Carolina, where you've got the outside. Stay to the outside.
Yeah.
Please don't go back to where all the predators are. And and sometimes you need the first down. Sometimes, I mean, think of the playoff game against Tampa Bay, the fourth and short before the field goal, before the game winner. You know what? That's your season on the line. Break your tackle, dive forward, get your couple of yards. We need it. Or you're getting into the end zone against Philadelphia, took a shot. I get it. But down in, down out. And it improved as the season went, by the way. He slid. Remember the first couple weeks, we're like, oh, my God, we're doing this again. The guy can't slide. He's so athletic. But then he was sliding. He was getting out of harm's way for the most part. To me, I need you available all the time. Still my biggest concern, something that he can't really fix. He can improve it, but he can't fix it, is that frame of what I feel like is a potential for something catastrophic to happen, God forbid. I know some things can happen to everybody. But to me, it's that live the fight another day. You got to pick your spots. There are going to be a couple spots where you're diving for that first down. You're not going full Elway. In week number two, getting helicoptered around. But at the same time, there's going to be some moments, I think, that you could say, you know what, I'll take my smaller win here than that cutback against Carolina.
Mine is, and I actually think he improved this as the year went on, so I feel confident that he's going to grind and work at this. This is also chasing a little bit of a ghost because it's never going to be perfect. It's just a batting average problem. You know, the more often you do it, the better, in other words. I want him to be a scrambler to throw as often as possible. It's the secret sauce in the National Football League. The big, explosive, amazing chunk play downfield after you have left the pocket, after the defense has begun to come toward the line of scrimmage, and now your guys, because you practice it every single day all summer long, know to plaster, and everyone's got a position to run to, and it's organized chaos. You know, it is a structured, chaotic play where everyone goes, wow, how are they on the same page? Because they've drilled it over and over and over again. When he starts running and leaking out of the pocket, I know where I'm going. Think about the Cleveland Browns play. Everyone talks about the Bengals throw to McLaurin as the throw last season, and it was probably. Although I would say the Diami throw on the deep corner in the playoffs against the
Lions.
Did
you like that throw? Was that a good one?
Dropped into the bucket was just unbelievable. But one of his best plays, throw was fine, but the play was maybe the best play, was that getting away from two defenders, scramble against the Browns.
Had no business getting that throw
off. He like reset and chucked it downfield 60 yards, and he makes the big play to McLaurin early in that football game, and you thought, oh, my God, he's him. You know, he is exactly what was advertised. I'm not saying you're going to have seven or eight of those in a year, but I'd like you to try. I'd like you to reset and throw, and if you miss McLaurin deep or you underthrow him, or maybe it's an interception every now and then, maybe it's an incompletion, whatever. I want more of those shots and less of the very helpful, but less of a dagger 5 or 6 yard scrambles. Like those death by paper cut moments will break a team's back if you get enough of them. But it takes one of that throw to McLaurin, and you're demoralized for the day.
Yeah.
Because you know that I can't do this.
Yep.
It's the scene from Remember the Titans with Ryan Gosling where he's like, I can't cover these guys. I can't hang with them. Like, Jaden Daniels does that once in the first quarter. You might as well try again next week. Because if that's in his bag, if that club's in the bag, you can't hang with him on this golf course.
Yeah, there's that balance, right? I mean, so you think of those in that same Cleveland game where the defensive coordinator – does everything right. The disguise, the design, a free rusher, one of the more athletic dudes, I think it was a corner, a nickel corner blitz or something to that effect, where he's toast until he's not. He shakes that poor guy out of his shoes, runs for 20-some odd yards. You just go, that's so unbelievably special. You do that enough times, too, where, okay, it changes how people defend you. But my point is, and I'm actually agreeing with you in a roundabout way, you do some of those third and six conversions, keep the team on the field, and you know it frustrates the hell out of everybody. Then they get out of their stuff and maybe start to cheat up a little bit, and that's when those you think I'm running, but watch, I'm not. I'm going deep down the field, or I'm finding that guy, intermediate target, into a lot of space. Those are the kinds of things that if you continue to add both to your repertoire, as you said, you become indefensible.
If you are coming downtown for game one, your one-stop shop for all things pre-gaming, food, drink, atmosphere is going to be City Tap House in Penn Quarter. We're going to be here on Wednesday ahead of Game 2. And throughout this playoff run, and hopefully it's lengthy, before every weeknight Caps game, we're going to be posting up at City Tap House. We're actually raffling off some tickets to tonight's game in just a few minutes here at the Tap House. So come on out and hang with us on Grant and Danny next. Let's get into the X-Factor capital that we think is going to be important in this series. Go through some of the most important players on the team if they're going to win as favorites, despite some injuries, and do what they got to do to put Montreal away in this first round. You're listening to The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.